Okay, interesting, very, very interesting seif tonight, gentlemen, and very noigale meiser. Bottom of page 22. And the scenario is no more, no less than the following. Eina Yehudi shenichnas lebeis Yisrael. That's Simon Tov Mem, Siv Gimel. Eina Yehudi, you have a goy, shenichnas lebeis Yehudi, which enters a Jewish house. Vechameitzoi biyodoi, and he's got his chometz in his hand. What chometz will it be? The guy that walks in, he's the plumber, he's the work, he does the extension in the back. Bottle of beer. Sausage roll, that's right, yeah. Okay, and he's walking very literally into your house with chometz in his hand. What do you have to do? What's the halacha? He walks on Pesach, he walks into your house, you asked him to do the works in the back, or plumbing issues, or whatever it is.
As a separate issue, isn't that a problem having a cholamod, a goy coming?
Okay, you're right, it is.
But let's say
it's an emergency, something which is mutar cholamod, whatever it is. But you're right, I should have pointed that, you're right. Yeah, yeah. So he just walks in with his chometz into your property. What do you mean to do?
Fine.
It's fine. Why is it fine? Okay, you're right. So in terms of Bali or Bali Motzi, you're right. Now, yesterday we discussed something. What was it? What was the essential point that we discussed yesterday? What was it? Mechitza. That, so speak out. That although Minat Torah, yeah, but they still have. So, right. So we learned yesterday that even if a person is not over on a Torah level, Bali or Bali Motzi, but there's still an obligation to put the mechitza up if there's chometz in your property. Yeah, so the example given was a goy. That was the example. Shulchan Aruch's words, "Achlas is lefanu mechitza." Well, you've got to do a mechitza of 10 tefachim in your house. Why not? Kedesh shalishkach ve'achlenu. We learned yesterday that in order you shouldn't end up eating chometz. We spoke yesterday extensively about selling the chometz. If you sell chometz to the goy over Pesach, that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly in order. But you've got to ensure it's a mechitza. Mechitza sa'ot tefachim. You've got to make a. Right. We spoke yesterday, Mishnah Berurah discussed what kind of mechitza is valid, what kind isn't. Cupboard, sheets, etc. Alright, so based on that, what would you say? So you're right, you know, it's not your chametz, you're not over Bali or Bali Matzah. Is there, however, an obligation to put a mechitza up or to make a distinction, a separation between your and the goy's chametz? He entered your house with... Okay, so maybe you'd have to say, maybe, perhaps you'd say, okay, I can't put the mechitza up because he's eating it, so, out! Out now! You Gentile! Yeah, I can't put the mechitza, so go out. Or maybe tell him, you know, do you mind? It's Passover for me, I can't welcome you in this, you know, we don't eat bread at the moment, it's bread not permitting our property over those. You go to the cafe, yeah. Do you have to do that or not? What would you do if the guy walks in? The delivery man is delivering. What? For example, you're attacking saying that it's a problem. Ideally, he shouldn't come into your property because he's eating chometz. Yeah, because you can't put the mechitza up. So Shulchan Aruch says follows: Eina Yehudi, if you have got a guy, shenichnas lebeis. He plays his soil, a guy that enters the property of a yid. In the chometz in his hand. You don't have to get rid of him or his chometz. You don't have to. Although the yid is seeing the chometz of a guy, ein bekach klum, this does not matter. Aval, but but you may not bring his chometz onto your table. And even if it's a separation on the table, such as different tablecloth. We'll speak about that in a minute. Let's go slow. Many halachas here, and all of them very important. So rule number one, you don't have to get rid of the goy. He is allowed to enter your property with his chometz. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, in Tzif Kotten Tezayin, which is in our editions on the top of the column, that was your point. That was exactly you. You, Mamash, said that. On a Torah level is, you may not have your own chametz, which is yours, but you may have other people's chametz. Now, I just want to point out, it's a bit of a myth. So I don't know if it's a myth, a misunderstanding, a misconception. Because Bal Yiroeh literally means, what does Bal Yiroeh mean? Bal Yiroeh. Bal Yiroeh, Bal Yemotzeh. Pardon? You shall not see. Right, so the Pasuk, the Issa Torah means Bal Yiroeh, is Bal Yiroeh, you may not see chametz. You may not see chametz. So, but there is absolutely no halacha that you're not allowed to see chametz. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen people walking through bakery, a kosher bakery, and then look away on Pesach, you know, and look away. So this is, you know, and it's wrong, right? It's absolutely, there's no...
The smell, you're allowed to get hanah from the smell?
Okay, that's a good question, we'll discuss that still. If reiche milzer, if there is a proper hanah from the, right, if you purposely go with your pan, yeah, but could be there is reiche milzer, and then it's included, it's a hanah. Yeah, so the question is then is it to have benefit from chametz even if you're not if is it isna? Okay, right. The answer is going to be that probably it isn't, but in terms of Bal Yiroeh, we just have to get clear, not to get confused for a minute. Bal Yiroeh, there is no is of seeing chametz. He, as the Gemara says, and that's what the Mishnah points out. Over here, Bal Yiroeh means shalcho yatoraye v'atoraye shacherim. Your chametz you may not see in what's called in inverted commas. So you may not see, i.e., you may not possess your chametz, but there's nothing wrong with seeing chametz, and certainly nothing wrong with seeing somebody else's chametz. There's nothing wrong with it. So that's why there's no Bal Yiroeh. If the guy walks in to your house with chametz in his mouth, in his hands, in his back, there's nothing wrong on a Torah level because it's not your chametz, it's his chametz. Point number one. But we did discuss there's another problem of Shema Yovayelev. Like, you've got to establish a mechitza, because perhaps you're going to end up eating it. So on a Darabona level, there's still a problem. So, but why is there no problem on the Darabona level over here? Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Can you think of a reason? Why would we say that in this scenario, the guy walking in, there's no chashash of Shema Yovayelev? If I have chametz in my house, which I sold to the guy, I have to put a mechitza up. I have to distinguish it, make a separation, make a mechitza. However, if it's a guy walking into his chametz, with his chametz, then I don't have to make a separation. I can just let him... Why?
What about if he's eating... A far-fetched example. Let's say he bought a sandwich. He wanted to try and do the right thing. He knew about kashrus, but didn't know about Pesach. And he bought a sandwich from Grobs. Put it in his freezer.
And he took it out. Very good. We'll speak about it because they're missing. Yeah, we'll speak about that. Let's go slow because we're going to get to the Mishnah Berurah talking about touching on this in a minute. Rabbi Frank, what did you say? Why is it not a problem? What's the reason? Why is it that a goy's chametz, which you've sold to the goy, that you've got to have mechitza. But if it's the goy walking in with his chametz, that you don't have to have some mechitza. Why? Why? It's like a good cash, you know? That, they hear there's a Shema, I might end up eating the chametz which I've sold to the goy, that I have to have a mechitza.
Sold to the goy is kosher.
It's kosher. It's probably going to be. So what if it's not kosher? Would you say then it's
absolutely. I'm going to eat it.
Because.
The chashash will eat my chametz. I'm going to eat the goy's sandwich.
But what will be if the goy walks in with something which is perfectly kosher? You know what? He walked in with a box of matzahs, which is in the kosher of Pesach. I heard the Jews, you have those matzot. Here, I bought the chametz gomel matzahs. I made sure there are 18 minutes according to all opinions. Yeah, so what will happen there? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the reasoning behind it. Second line in Mishnah Berurah Tezayin. L'shem o'yovo yo'ochloi lekelemeichesh. There is no problem of perhaps going to end up eating it in this scenario. Skip the brackets. To chametz u'tachas yado akum, because this chametz is under the hands of the goy, v'um eshamre, and he's looking after it. Nobody's going to touch this goy's sandwich. You try to touch his food, and you see what's going to end up with you. You're going to be part of the minced meat. He is never going to let you because the yad is tachas yad ha'akum. He's now looking after it. There's no chashash. You're going to end up eating it. because he's looking after it. When it comes to the chametz that you have sold, nobody's looking after it. The caretaker, he's got to look after, you know, the caretaker in the federation, he's looking after like thousands and thousands of Yidin's chametz. You know, that's Huldah Bonim end up selling the chametz to him. And the guy in the union, he's got like thousands of households chametz to look after. He's not looking after the chametz physically. So therefore, there's a pshat of shemay over achlo. You might end up eating it. You know, you just put the set, you put the note, mechitza. You've got to put the mechitza up to make sure you don't end up eating it. However, every year when the guy walks into with his chametz, you're not going to end up eating it because you're looking after it. But I'm not 100% comfortable with this. What's the kasha on this? What happens if he? Exactly. What happens when he walks out with a lot of, he says, okay, I'm going out for a minute. I need to buy, you know, let's say it was a plumber. And he needs to go out to buy, he's going to, what's the name of the place that you buy the plumbing, what's called? The place that people buy the... Yeah, okay, so what's the name of the one in Staples Corner over there? Or whatever, okay, he's going out to buy. You know he won't be back for the next 2 hours. He won't be back. So what are you going to say? Can you still say that chometz tachas yad or akum? What's that? Ah, perhaps. Perhaps he's still looking after it, kind of. Even if he's not there, he's going to... Very good. Yeah, I like that. So even if he's not there, but he's still looking after it, he's going to notice something is gone. Good, good, good. Very good. Okay. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, if the guy walks in with his chometz, there is not the Raisa, and there's also not the Rabbonon. Okay. Now, Yossel mentioned something about tefillah for food, and it's a very valid point, because the second part of Shulchan Aruch is teaching us the following halacha, that yes, he's allowed to walk in with his chometz into your house. You don't have to do anything about it. Rabbi says, it's a big chiddush. Rabbi says, remember that if the guy walks into your house with chometz in his hands, you don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about it. Relax. It's against the bit. It's against our emotional comfort zone, right? You see the guy walking into your house with a baguette. Yeah? As long as, like this, he walks in. Yeah, exactly. And he walks in, and your house is totally Pesach cleaned, everything, you know, your wife is for the last 3 months. He walks in, and she's freaking, and she's going to cry. And he's fine. Shulchan Aruch says, it's perfect if Shulchan Aruch says, it's fine. Okay, I'm not saying you have to, I'm saying it's perfect, it's fine. Oh, non-kosher. Let's talk about that, because that was your point as well. Now, Shulchan Aruch finishes, the only thing you're not allowed to, turn it onto your table. So that's pushing it. You know, you're having the Seder, and then, you know, he's coming with his baguette there, and that's pushing it already a little bit. So that, you on the table, no. So that you're not allowed to. Now, the last three words are key, because the Hefsig Mappa means, normally, Hefsig Mappa doesn't work. What does it mean, a Hefsig Mappa? Hefsig Mappa is a separation. You know, when you have got table mats. Even if you have got a different table mat, it's not good enough. The guy's baguette cannot go into your table, even if you use a different table mat. You know, like a different tablecloth, it's not good. So why does he say even with a different tablecloth? What's a Philip Hefsig Mappa? What's he trying to teach us? When does a Hefsig Mappa actually work? Milking and flying shakes, meat and milk. Yes, and not only that. But milking and flashing for sure. I want to see the Mishnah Berurah, if you've got your Zayin Yud Ches. Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Aloisimoy, Rotzelema Shaloya Echlu Yachtov al Shulchan, you may not eat with the guy together on the table, Shema Yisarev Chometz Ma'acholo Shel Yisrael, because perhaps it's going to mix. So here is the point. The point is not Balioe Balimotze. The point is not even Shema Yobavirach, you're going to end up perhaps eating some of it because of the swallow that we said earlier. He's looking after his chametz. The problem is that maybe it's going to be crumbs ending up in your soup. You've got this soup, nice, with Pesach Knedlach and and he needs eating his baguette next to you, and it's going to end up, the chametz is going to end up in your soup. No, thank you. That's no good. So therefore, because of the chashash of the crumbs, that's why the goy may not eat next to you. So that's why a Hefsig Mappa doesn't work. It's true. Normally, milching and flashing, a mat works. Why does it work when it comes to milching and flashing? Where does a mat work? When you have flashing and somebody else milching on the same table, that's okay. If you have got a different mat, why does it help?
I thought you couldn't.
Hecker, different mat is fine.
I thought the same table you couldn't have.
different tip, if there's different tablecloth or different mats, if there's a heker, it's good enough. Yeah. Yeah. Tablecloth. It's fine. Tablecloth is fine. Yeah. So here it won't work though. Says the Mishnah, once if cut yud chas, afilu b'efsim apa, v'afal bi, and although, tim echot oichot basa, v'echot oichot cholof, even though normally when one person eats milchik and one person eats fleishik, hal shulchon echot on table, shori, it is permitted in apa mafsek as if there's something separating. In different tablecloth, different table mats, that's okay. Chomet shani, when it comes to chomets, it's different. Shubi mashu, which is even b'mashu, a tiny bit, a minuscule amount of chomets ending up in your soup is going to be a massive problem. Therefore, you have to separate more than just a table. You might even tape mats, not good enough. It is therefore very likely that a bit of crumbs of the goy's chametz is going to end up in your mouth, cholila. And therefore, you have got to make sure not to eat on the same table, whatever happens. Have agreed. Even if he doesn't know the goy, it doesn't make a difference. You are friendly with him. You're not friendly with him. It doesn't make a difference. There's no concern you're going to end up eating his chametz. That's not the concern. That's not the problem. Kam ken also, it's still also. Mitam and iskerel, because of the earlier mentioned reason. What's the reason? Because what is the problem? What is the problem? The problem is not that you're going to end up eating his bread, but the problem is the crumbs. The crumbs. There's going to be crumbs maybe falling into your plate. And therefore it doesn't make a difference. You do know him, you don't know him, the crumbs are going to end up, it's very likely. Now, by Sai, the Achronim ask, what about on a plane? What would you say if you're traveling on, if you're on a plane? Do you know what? Let's start with a train. You're on a train journey on Pesach and Chol HaMoed. You're going up to Manchester. And you're going by train. And you want to eat. And you took two seats, but opposite you, there's another two seats. And it's always going to end up people opposite you, right? So you want to eat now your matzahs with cheese and cucumbers. No? Any other options? Now, if you've got any other ideas, let me know, because we're always stuck, you know. And that's basically what it boils down to, no? Okay, so now you want to, and then the guy opposite is also using the table, and he's a goy, and he's eating bread. Is that a problem, yes or no? It is. Why? Same table. That's the problem. Because the same table, so because of this halach over here. There's no bali roe, there's no chashash shami v'achla, because of pirurim as mentioned over here. And now, the next question comes the following. Pardon?
Plane.
What about the plane? Problem or no problem? Plane, why is a plane different than the train? Individual table. Is it a problem, yes or no?
No.
Not a problem. Why? Separate table, and therefore it's fine. Does everybody agree with that?
You probably have to give a good wipe.
After the wipe, it's okay. Although the neighbor, on the aisle seat, I don't know why he got the aisle seat. You should have got the aisle seat. But okay, he got the aisle seat. Chutzpah. Okay, you've got that. He's got, and he's eating his bread.
But previously,
so you're right, I agree with your suggestion. You just wipe it and make sure there's no... That will be sufficient.
It's usually clean anyway.
It's probably clean. It depends if it's the return flight, then it might not be. Yeah. All right. Okay, so, Abba Yisai, is it okay or not? So I want to tell you, Abba Yisai, that the Achronim agree, the consensus of the poskim is that it is not okay. You should not eat whilst he's eating his chometz. Although, in principle, I agree with you that, in principple, we only find that La'alos al Shulchan Echad is a problem. As the Shulchan Aruch's words, you have medayek Shulchan Aruch's words. Aval osin la'alos al imo al Shulchan, to bring on the same table, is that's really the problem. But what did we say was the reason? Why are you not allowed to eat the same table than a goy? Why? What's the reason for it?
Crumbs.
So the poskim say that the crumbs are likely in a plane, which is such a squashed kind of matzev. You're so near, the crumbs are likely to end up on your matzah, and therefore the consensus of the poskim is that it's no good. Now, I have no experience in traveling first class, and kal v'chomer, the business class, kal v'chomer, not first class, but I wonder if the same halacha will apply there too. Not that I've got, cholila, don't suspect me, I have no experience, but I've seen them from far. But I wonder if there you'd really say that chashash as well or not. Perhaps there you'd argue that the distance to the father is too remote, too unlikely, that the chometz can end up by you, and therefore might be okay. But I want to say that the consensus of the poskim is it's important halacha that whilst the guy is eating on a plane and on the train, whilst the guy is eating his chometz, you may not eat because of the chashash of chometz which is over here. So Rabbi Yisrael, the halacha is, we learned that whilst a guy is allowed to walk into your house with chometz in his hand, there's no bali roya, bali emotze. And since he's looking after, he's guarding his chometz, not only that, but there's not even a problem, there's no chiyuv of mechitza, no chiyuv asiyas mechitza. But the issa is, to eat simultaneously on the same table, that is awesome. We learn not only the same table, but anything that has a chashash of crumbs will be included in that issa. And that's something else to be very careful. I was thinking of other scenarios. Could be sometimes, I don't know where else, could you end up eating the same time than a goy? Yeah, picnic perhaps. Yeah, if you picnic, and it
makes a difference what they're eating, what they're drinking.
No. I don't think we're mechalek between something.
It's like cholamod outings.
Cholamod outings. Yeah, and then perhaps, yeah, I think that if it's...
Sweet.
Yeah, that's mistoma, okay, I suppose. You don't have to go that... Mistoma, the gzeirah doesn't go that far. Yeah. So let's just finish off Siv Dalet for tonight. Yisrael, Shehiv, Kidchem, Yisrael, Yehudi, Chaveiroi, Yisrael, Yehudi. If Yisrael is mafkid, he deposits chometz by another yid, or by a goy, aval peshikibel al nifkad achayis, although the person who is looking after chometz is taking achayis of it, over ha'alav ha'mafkid, the person who deposits the chometz is still over on bali roi bali motze. In other words, if I own chometz and I don't sell it, but all I do is I put the chometz in your house, because I can't be bothered, I'm just putting it in your house, the chometz, you are mekabel achayis on it, nevertheless, I will be over on bali roi bali motze. So we both have got to make sure to get rid of the chametz. Right, this is Siv Dalet. We'll be learning Mitzvah Shem Siman Tov Mem Aleph starting tomorrow. Okay, I wish you a very good evening.